Welcome to Green Gaming, a podcast from William Hill International, an online gaming company with brands like William Hill, Mr. Green and Redbet in its portfolio. This is the podcast where we discuss the transformation and innovation of the gaming industry. I'm your host, Andreas Utterström. The topic of this episode is new technology, innovative games and the future of marketing. With me here in the studio is Jesper Scheibrink, CEO of Mr. Green Limited. Here in Sweden, it seems like both people and politicians are getting sick and tired of endless casino ads online and on TV. And the civil minister has talked about almost threatened with legislation. So how are you going to handle that?
It falls back to the gaming companies, of course, because we are out there and doing a lot of advertising. The reason why we're doing a lot of advertising is because a lot of advertising is working. So if you can advertise and that brings you players, then people advertise, whether that is for gaming or selling bicycles or cars or bank loans or whatever. So I think it's very, very difficult to legislate that a very successful industry running very successful advertising has to be stopped because people think it's a bit too much. Having that said, of course, it is a lot, and we come out as a bit bad, as the industry. And there's another dimension to this as well. 5% of the population plays slots, casinos, and 95% doesn't, but 100% watch TV. So of course, you have the 95%. This is not relevant for them, and then it becomes boring and irritating, etc., etc. So this is difficult. Should the politicians intervene in this one? I don't think so. I don't think they can, because then they have to intervene when banks are doing too much and when Coca-Cola is doing too much, etc., etc. So I think this comes back to the industry. We have to do something. We have to be a bit more clever. And there are initiatives going on. There are meetings in Boost. There are meetings in Spear. There are meetings in among gaming companies in almost all countries, because we don't want to be seen as bad. Mm.
But what's the core of the problem then? Is it the number of ads, or is it the fact that you sometimes as a consumer, you almost feel like trapped in a psycho bubble of very repetitive messages of free spins and fast cash?
Once again, it's not that gaming companies are stupid. On the contrary, use a lot of data. We measure our advertising in a way that perhaps many others aren't not. So we see what is successful or not. We see what works. And this works. This is what appeals to people. It's free spins and bonuses are appealing. And not having that in your commercial message, that would take down the ROI. And we have all tested that, of course. So we know what works. But once again, yes, it becomes too much. And we should also remember that there's a certain part, even though it's a very small part, but there's a certain part of the population, 2%, that will end up in problematic gambling. And for this particular group, of course, the advertising is also very much in a problem. So no, but I once again, back to the industry, we have to do things. This is, and I'm a bit surprised by the reactions from the politicians. I mean, we've been re-regulated for 5 weeks, and it starts already now, perhaps, and it's still allowed to do. It's in the regulation, as far as I know. There are no rules for not making advertising or not making much advertising either. So I think, let's see what happens. I think the industry will do something about it, because we don't want to be perceived as bad or greedy. So eventually, but these things takes time. I mean, it's always like that.
Yeah. But so what do you think marketing in the future will look like? And by the future, I mean, let's talk 2-3 years ahead.
No, but I think what we have to do is to make sure that we become more focused on retention, keeping customers longer. Today we are churning them. The NDCs are churning like 60-65% in industry average, and that means that we have to acquire new customers, and that's long term. That's not a sustainable business model. So what we need to focus on is retention, and honestly, retention was never a problem for Svenska Spel, and really not a problem for ATG either. And it probably is not as big problem for a company like William Hill either, because they are big. They cater for a much larger population. They cater for more players. They cater for different kind of players. So I also think that consolidation in the industry will kind of take down the aggressiveness And it will become more, as it was before, entertaining, advertising, not as much and not as aggressive. So I think time will change this. I know this. And yeah, time will change this.
Mm. But you have a lot of data about your customers. So how can that be used to do more personalized marketing, for example? Mm.
And that will come as well. You're absolutely onto something here. I mean, we will run a business that will be more one-to-one, more personalized. And I think that will increase retention. It will be easier to come back. We know when you're coming back. We will see patterns that some players are playing a couple of weeks and then they don't play for a month and then they come back and play for a couple of weeks and so forth. And that means that we will also be a bit cooler in our approach to the retention and to the churn, which once again means that we don't have to be that aggressive. And as we become larger and larger, or the consolidation goes further and further, it will be larger companies, and then retention will most likely increase. And then we can be a bit cooler. And then we can also work much, much more with data. And so I think data-led marketing will change this a lot. And to be honest, in that aspect, TV commercial is not that efficient. So once again, I think this will sort itself over time with more data-led advertising, more one-to-one, more personalization.
But you've had this data for quite some time, so why hasn't more been done already when it comes to personalization?
I mean, Sweden is super simple. On the product side, well, we had the data, but we have not really have the data structure for it. I mean, building it a personalized service mean that you have to structure data, you have to put it in we call it a different data lake, and those are difficult to build, will take long time to build. But we see more and more gaming companies are changing their data structure so they can offer more and more personalized services. So I think that's the reason. We having data is not enough, you need a data structure as well.
What kind of customers are you looking for in the future, and what does that mean when it comes to marketing?
I mean, the absolute best customer you can have is someone playing for recreational means and doing this on a repeated intervals, coming back, playing once a week, playing every day, or playing two times a week, etc., etc. But staying with the brand, and this is the problem we have today. Since everyone is promised bonusing, and there's always a better offer somewhere else. The games are the same, the odds are basically the same, and the opportunities to win a jackpot is basically the same. And which means that you actually become less loyal to the brand. So once again, I think we have to increase the brand loyalty. We have to work with the user experience. And we have to work with measures that keep the players at our site. Without that, will look too aggressive.
Mm. So how do you work with brand loyalty in your business?
For us, it's a lot of green gaming. We believe, and we have the philosophy of being responsible will account for something when it comes to where a player is choosing where to go. And we believe responsibility and safety is a strong factor for loyalty. Stronger than loyalty points and hopefully even stronger than bonuses and other incentives in the future. If I feel safe with this site, with the product that I know could be risky, that should mean something. So once again, green gaming is our long-term strategy for being more and more for increasing retention.
But do customers care?
Yeah, sure. I mean, absolutely. I mean, just take, you have two cars, both are basically the same price, have the same speed, have the same features. One is more safe than others. Which one will the customer buy? We have seen this. Volvo proved this 40 years ago, and we also see how much marketing money the car industry has spent into telling people how safe the cars are, because safety matters, absolutely. Mm. But at the same time, some people will take the cheaper car in front of the more safety car, absolutely. And as long as we have the strong pursuit on bonuses and free spins, etc., a lot of players will choose that road rather than the more safe road. Mm.
So some customers, they will always go to the Ryanair alternative or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that Ryanair is less safety than SAS.
But cheap.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely. Yeah, sure. I mean, no. Data shows this very well as well. Mm. And once again, that I think, from my opinion, I said it all the time, the Swedish legislation should have taken away bonuses. That would have been the best. Stop bonusing, bang. These are the games you offer and have people play them. I think that would have been fair to everyone, fair to the player, fair to the market.
Didn't you tell the minister then?
We told, I think we told as many as we could. Honestly, I think this one bonus was, I don't know how that could happen. It was a bad decision.
...95% of the people watching TV don't use your Mr. Green. Yeah, exactly. So, and if they watch these commercials over and over again, they will not exactly be up for grabs for you. So how are you going to handle that equation?
No, but then it comes to... I don't think our advertising is on that level that people would never, ever use the product if they would be interested in the product. No, this is on a much higher level. We have to be more innovative and develop different kind of games. Mm. Games that cater for a larger population than the 5% and for casino, or 5 to 8%, depending on which country, for casino that they are consuming. So no, then we're talking about product development. We have to see if we can do games that are more entertaining.
Entertaining in what sense do you mean?
I would say fulfilling. And that's where we have the social gaming, like the apps that basically everyone of us download, and we spend some time there. And most of these games gives you a sense of progression. It gives you a sense of learning something. And we all know that the feeling of developing and improving is an enormously strong driving force when it comes to spending time, whether that is playing golf or learning to play the guitar or trying to beat Candy Crush or whatever. So I think we will see that in the future. We are experimenting with some games that have an element of learning in them, and by that they become more social and perhaps not as aggressive either.
But what exactly do you mean by learning?
No, learning the principles of the game. Mm-hmm. No, not the education in that sense, but the sense of improving. People spend countless hours of playing guitar, not because they are in a band, not because they paid for it, but because they can constantly improve and improve and improve and improve and improve. And
so are these difficult to develop, or do you have anything that you would really
like? Yeah, sure. No, it's a different mechanism. We have what we call real money games. You bet and then you win or you lose, and you bet, you win or you lose, and you bet, and so forth. And getting these elements into the more social games is a bit tricky. We are, as I said, we are developing a couple of these games right now in our game studio Green Jade. So let's see how if they work or not.
When do you think you will have something to launch then?
We launched the first game, which is called Hammer of Fortune, but that is a slot, but with some element of a storytelling, with some element of progression, with some element of customer interaction just beyond the click the spin button. And that game has performed extremely well since launch. It was launched a month ago. So I think we are onto something here, but we want to develop that even further.
Mm. Mm. And you've also been working on something called The Lobby.
Yes.
What's that?
Today, basically, we have one lobby. When you log into the site, it's The Lobby. And we said that we want to go from one lobby to 100,000 lobbies. Basically, every customer should have their own lobby. And this is the first step of the personalized service. So the lobby for me looks different than the lobby for you. And the lobby for me is dependent on all the data we have in a structured way. So which games do I prefer to play? When do I prefer to play them? How do I prefer to play them? Low stake, high stake, mid stake. In my case, my lobby would be more driven to sportsbook because I play more sportsbook than I play casino. Someone else will have a more live driven lobby. It will totally keep track of who you are when and what kind of games you want to play. But even more important, so in this case, we can also add dimension of green gaming into this. So my lobby will differ from your lobby if we are on different risk levels. And this means that we can already on the login page, on the lobby page, nudge you into a more into a direction from a risk perspective that we assume that you should take. So if I'm green, it will be my normal games and my next AIK game because the system knows that I always bet when AIK is playing, etc., etc. It's a new casino game down there a bit because they know that when it comes to a new casino game, I like to try them and so forth. And every once in a while, there's a green gaming message that I should think about this and perhaps I should review my
limits. So it's like a personalized solution to a problem that you might be developing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So if, and then let's say that half year later, I'm developing into a more of an amber player or even a red. In that case, we will tune down the gaming part of it and tune up the green gaming part. So and even if I'm red, that will basically only be green gaming. I have to dig deep to find any games to play. So I think running the lobby, and this will also create a very personalized user experience. And we know that people, if you care about them, they come back. I mean, we looked at this. 9 out of 10 of our problematic gamblers actually appreciated that we contacted them about green gaming. And that creates loyalty.
Mm. Yeah. So that's where the brand loyalty comes in also.
We believe so. Having a really good site catered for you, but also showing that we care for you and the potential risk you have, we believe that will create some loyalty, yes.
Mm. And this is also good for business?
That's basically the second reason why we're doing it. If we take it in order, first we have to be compliant. We do more than just being compliant. We have added a lot of features that is not needed. This we do to protect our players. Retention among the or put it this way, players that are using our green gaming, different green gaming tools, they tend to play for less but for longer time, which means that the tools are working and they retain longer. So eventually this will be good for business. Short term, yes, it will take some hit on top line, but long term this will be good for business.
So if free spins was like the ad word number one of 2018, what will be the word used most in online gaming ads in, let's say, 2022?
Mr. Green. No, I'm afraid that free spin will still be a valid word because, I mean, if we look at this, this is also back to basic. If I can get something free and I can win 10,000. That's kind of a dream for many people and many players. We should also remember that this is entertaining, and if I can be entertained for free, if every fifth cinema ticket was for free, I can tell you there would be a lot of googling for free cinema tickets. Hopefully, this is not the top word because the industry has realized that the free bets and the free spins are not as good as we think because we're just sending around the same number of players around and around and around and around. So hopefully it will be about entertaining games. 2021 top search should be about the 5 most entertaining games. The Candy Crush for iGaming or whatever.
Jesper Schelbring, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for future episodes and thanks for listening. This is a commercial content production for MRG. My name is Andreas Utterström. This episode was edited by Mattias Bergman. Check out commercialcontent.se.